Okay, Rabbi Isai, Kuf Tzadik Vav. I'm going to start Sif Beis, although I still wanted to come back to the end of the Shachs of Kut and Dalid. Hopefully there'll be time.
Are we going to do Kuf Tzadik
Hei? I think we should do it. It's something we can do quickly, so I figured at the end, if we have 2-3 weeks, we'll do it then. All right, we're up to Sif Beis. We're learning the halachas of Hefsek Tara. And we know, as a rule of thumb, that there are three requirements for Hefsek Tara. A bedika, a mechdachuk, and levishas halavanim, putting on the white clothing, which we'll learn about in Sif Gimel. What we learned last week in Sif Aleph was that a mechdachuk is a chumrah. The language of the Mechaber was, Lo'ilam yilmir adam, l'hach melechatchila b'sech beisai, shetei bedek is mehem sektara b'meich dachuk. So we learned that the idea of meich dachuk in Sif Aleph was a chumrah. However, in Sif Aleph it talked about a woman who is im tire beis yamim agimel, who has, like a normal case, a riyah of 2 or 3 days. Sif Beis talks about rasa yom echad bilvad. If she saw Yom Echad Bilvad. Now, here we're already going to have something of a tumult. And what's interesting...
Yom Echad means even a
peasant. Well, we'll see. We'll talk about that. Shach will talk about it. The Gemara, Masechtas Nida, Daf Samaches, brings down the following braisa. Listen to this. Omer Rebbe, Sha'alti es Rabbi Yosi v'Rav Shimon. I asked Rabbi Yosi v'Rav Shimon the following questions. Nida Shabbat Katzah Yom Zayin Shachris Umatzah Tahira Ubein Hashmoshes Lo Yefrisha. A Nida who did a bedika on the seventh day. He's talking to Ikar Adin that a Nida needs 7 days, and she did a bedika in the morning, and she didn't do a bedika Ubein Hashmoshes. No Hefsek Tah, no Mechtachuk. What's the din? Mau Amar Li Harizeh Becheskes Tahara. It's okay. Shishi Chamishi Revi Shlishi Sheini Mai. The sixth day, fifth day, fourth day, third day, second day, what's a din? Amruli loishna. It's also good if you do it in the morning. Berishai loisha alti. So Rebbe says, I didn't ask what happens if she does a bedika on the first day that she sees dam. V'toisi shaloisha alti. And Rebbe says, I made a mistake. I should have asked. Atu kulu labaches kastuma kaimi. What's the difference? The second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, she's becheskes tumah, and it's good enough for bedika in the morning.
Well, she was not
bedika.
She had a
bedika, and bedika is good enough in the morning to make her becheskes mayonis asum. So rishonami keeping the pasuk. So maybe the first day should be good enough in the morning. Umei kara maysava shaloi shal. Why didn't? Why was he thinking originally? He didn't ask the shaila. Hayol v'huzik mayonah pesuach. Because since she has a cheskes mayana pesuach, have a pshita lay dynamite. Originally, Rebbe thought it's poshit on Yom Rishon, it doesn't help a bedika in the morning. And then Rebbe thought that, oh yeah, I should have asked, achka chazam by din chiluk by mayana pesuach, the Rishon, cheskes tumah shel shaar yom. So because Rebbeinu HaKadosh forgot to ask, so now we have all kinds of machlekes rishayim about what's pshat in this Gemara. Was Rebbe right originally? Was Rebbe right later? This is a shaila. Now, Rabbi Yossi, he was walking with Rabbi Yossi. No, just one morning bedika, and that's all she did. Okay, that's the nida. Now here, we're going to see our nida in now. The shaila is. This idea that a woman was becheskes tameya because she saw dam nida, a woman was becheskes tameya. So we have this understanding that you need a bedika to change her to cheskes tahara, however that works. So that bedika, in a case where she saw 2, 3, 4, 5 days, she's doing the bedika not on the first day. So that it's good enough to do a bedika. Earlier, the chatchilah should be done later, but a bedik even in the morning is good.
The second day, she did one on the first day.
No, the first day she started bleeding. Why would she do a bedik on the first day?
Said she did it the second day,
Yes.
So second day in the morning is okay.
Right.
Now he said, I didn't ask the first day. But when she did it on the second day, had she done anything on the first day?
No.
Why would she do it? We're talking about Mastach. We're not talking about the Shiva. We're not talking about the Shiva Nikiyim now.
Neither.
We're talking about the days that she sees
so
Dam
so
in the first place.
Less has, why is she less Tomei, or less? Why is there a difference between the first time she does it, whether it's the second?
There's no first and second. There's only one half Sakara.
No, so why is there a difference between the second day? She did it on the second day in the morning.
Well, most women do it on the fifth day.
Right.
So the question is, what happens if you did it on the first day? No one does it on the first day.
No, so why is the second day better than the first day? The second day is better.
Why is the second day better than the first day? Because it says this, on the first day, the Mayon opened up, so to speak, on the first day. The truth is, it's hard to understand the difference between the first day and the second day. I saw in the Kitzer, in the Lechem Esimla, Kitzer Shulchan Aruch has a sefer Lechem Esimla. He says, since it's not normal for a woman who bleeds to stop on the first day, that's why the first day is worse. That's how he explains it.
He needs
a better hesbo, but that's his hesbo.
Now, she saw blood the first day.
Right.
And so we have a chazaka that's 5 days. So why
bother? Where do we have a chazaka 5 days?
Didn't we just say last week that 5 days?
What's the reason for 5 days, you remember?
Okay,
last week I said that we have a din of 5 and then 7.
Right.
I said you shouldn't think that the 5 days is because women normally have dam for 5 days. That's not the reason. The reason is because of a separate cheshbon of paleta shechazera. So you need 5 days, which you're going to have later in this siman.
But why check then?
So it's a good question. Why check? What's the issue here? Why check? Why would a person check? So the Teres HaShlomim here on the bottom gives a simple answer, and the Shach gives a little more complicated. Teres HaShlomim says, Kugain Kala. For example, he says, "Yanjav kusa kugain kala." In Teres HaShlomim, hey, a kala doesn't need 5 before 7. So you can have a case, or a kala sees. Now, normally women see for a number of days, but it could be she's taking some type of medication, and there was a little bit of dam or husband's away. So in such a case, it could be that she'll do a vedika. Right now, we're talking academically.
Okay.
The question why she would do it, we'll leave till we get to the shach.
So
that's the fifth day, not the first day. What's the difference? The question is a very good question. What's the difference the first day and the second, third, fourth, or fifth? And we're talking about chazakis, what's the difference? So the emes is that you're right. In Svar, it's hard to understand. The Gemara, though, says, Rabbeinu HaKadosh said, there's a chilik. So right now, the only hezbo I have for you is this Lechem Esimla. He says, first day, a b'dika shachris is no good, because we know the derech is that there's no bleeding for less than a day. So therefore, if that's the day the Mayan opened up, she's the cheskes Mayan of Pesuach, no matter what. Even though she saw on the fifth.
So you can say she's bleeding.
We'll see. We'll get to what you're saying. But all right, let's learn the nidain. Here, Rabbeinu HaKadosh had this nidain. What do we do on day number one of Ariyah? On the first day of Ariyah. You have a woman, for whatever reason, it's day number one of Ariyah, now she wants to do a Hefsek Tara Bedika. What is the halacha? What is the requirement on day number one? So we have here a Machlaikis Mechaber Ramah. They're arguing here in a Machlaikis Rishayim. The Mechaber, Kedarka, goes with the Shita of the Rambam and the Ramban, that Rasa Yom Echad Bovad, Upaskabai Biyayim, Anida sees down one day and stops. Tzricha Livdek Atzman by Moich Dachuk, V'shiyahei Sham Kol Bein Hashmashis. It's Mi'ikar Adin. Mi'ikar Adin, she needs a Moich Dachuk, and it should be there the whole Bein Hashmashis, and it's a Dover HaMa'akiv, according to the Mechaber. There's no Mepharshim in the Mechaber. It's a straight-out Mechaber that he's paskening, like Rabbeinu HaKadosh held in his original Svara. He didn't ask them, because he understood that Yom Rishon is no Shaila. Yom Rishon, Yizicha need a Moich, and there's no Machlo, there's no Shaila. The Ramah, Paskins like the Rashba, who says, B'di'evet, Batka Atzma, Samuch Lebein Hashmashis, not Shachris. B'di'evet, Batka Atzma, Samuch Lebein Hashmashis, Amatz Atzma Ta'ira, Afo Pishloyoy, Amoich Etzlo, Kol Bein Hashmashis, Sagi. So he paskins like this Rashba that you need samuch lebein hashmashes. What is samuch lebein hashmashes? The Dagom Ravava here says it means mechaktana. Pischei Tshuva Breis brings it. Dagom Ravava, which is Neid Yehuda, because of lav dafka b'dika shavs. Gosh, it's a kaidem mechaktana loy mahani. The zman is mechaktana. Mechaktana is 2.5 shoyz maniyos before nightfall. So the Ramah holds that it has to be within 2.5 hours before nightfall. The Aruch HaShulchan says it should be after plag, just an hour and a quarter.
How long?
2.5 hours. An hour and a quarter, just a bedika. Just a bedika. Rasa Yom Rishon. That's what we're talking so far. Rasa Yom Rishon. A kala can count 7 days. She doesn't need five. Yeah, that's the case. So according to the Mechaber, she needs a maich. The same day, if she wants to start that evening.
She has to keep it in the whole 5 days.
And she doesn't keep it in the dish. She does a batik. A moich is till bein hashmashes, over bein hashmashes. And we're talking about a woman who doesn't need 5 days. Like a kala kai the machlokah.
So this is how we're defining shachris for regular points, each of the days?
So we're defining shachris in Yom Rishon. We're talking about Yom Rishon.
Only Yom Rishon, but Yom
Sheni. We'll talk about it later. Yom Rishon. Shachris means lav dafka shachris. It means before mincha ketana. Rav Shulchan says plag. The Ramah goes on. Avol b'dika shachris leimahani. Ha'avoloi rasa rak yoyim echad. So it's a very straight mechava Ramah. No parts to it. Just a straight machloikis rishayim. Machloikis on how to paskin. The mechava says that this is a case where moich is ma'akiv, and the Ramah says that this is a case where the moich is not a davar ha'ma'akiv. How do we paskin? Okay, here we're saying that it's either 2.5 hours, because it says Aval Shachris, so we're saying either 2.5 hours or an hour and a quarter. I should add, if you want to get a little confused for a minute, just for a minute, we're noyig in our circles that night is after Shkia. Shkia, Ben HaShmashis. Many are noyig like Rabbeinu Tam. The nightfall is 72 minutes later. If you go with the, let's say, we'll say like the Dogal Baravava, which is really a Beis Yosef, the Micha Ketana is this man to do this bedika, like the Rabbah. Beis Yosef says, like the Rashba, this man is Micha Ketana. Micha Ketana is 2.5 hours before nightfall. If you're going to do 2.5 hours before nightfall, like Rabbeinu Tam, it's too early. If you do like the Aruch HaShulchan, an hour and a quarter before nightfall, so that is within 2.5 hours of Rabbeinu Tam's nightfall. So you actually gain, even like the Dogal Ravava, who says it's Micha Ketana, by being Machmer on Plag, you gain the Rabbeinu Tam's Zman. Get the Rabbeinu Tam's Zman. What? Well, they're not going to follow the Aruch HaShulchan, Rabbeinu Tam's Zman. They're going to do it after Shkia. That's not good. But before to be chayshish for a bit of time, we're going to want to do it at that
time.
The moich is not ma'akim. We're talking about what's ma'akim. L'chatchila, of course. But the Ramah say you don't need a moch. Then b'di'evet, it's good enough for b'di'kolam. Now the question is how we paskin. And the gra in Sivkot Neches, the way we read the gra here is being machmir. Because the Gra in Sivkot Neches, first he explains the Rabbah, B'di'evet, Ploy Poli B'mastis Del Shabbat Ka B'shachris, the Bein HaShmash Shislei Yefrisha, Bein HaShmash Shislei Peligi, Kamash Kosev O'Malei, Alma Reb Yehuda Lai Ari, Kai Gad Mamasa Gaha B'Sheini, V'Tzarechiyah, Dib Kei Leim Rabbat Olav Shayu, B'Rishon. Maybe I'll explain what that means. Chidas HaRabbah Dafka Meich Dachuk, Kol Bein HaShmash Shislei. So the Rabbah holds Dafka, Rak Taisis Shav Yemasla Amru Nira Shein Sarech Shkazi Hashem Vadavshei Ubiyu Dasa Rambam Nira Kisvar Rishayle Shasal Sam Kazim Nika Rishalei Mahani. Usually we understand when the Gra brings a Shita at the end, Ubiyu Dasa Rambam is like the Mechaber, that he means, he's not mean to be Chadish Tosis the Rambam Shita, but the derech of our understanding of the Gra is, I once read you a letter of the Chazon Ish. He says that when the Gra brings another Shita, if he says Deloi Kih, the other Shita, means he's passing it the first Shita. But if he says Aval, there's a second Shita, then he's passing it like the second Shita.
So
So here the gra means to paskin like the mechaber shita. This is the way it's understood, and the chachma sadam kedarkai generally goes with the gra shita. The chachma sadam is machmir in this case that if you have a bedikas yabrishin, that he says tzarich lahachmir ma'id. Sounds like in a big shas of chach, maybe you can be makel. So tzarich lahachmir ma'id like the shita of mechaber that a moich is ma'akiv on a hefsek tara that's on Yom Rishon. On the other hand, there are mekilim, like the Ramah, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Lechem V'Simla, among others. That's the Stimus HaPoiskim. You have a Ramah, the Shachatars don't argue. So we have here Chaluki Deis, even among the Poiskim Achroinim had a Paskim. Ramayshim, the Tshuva, in the first year of day, a Tshuva Ayin Tes, says the Iker is like the Mechaber. He doesn't talk there about b'di'evet. In the language of that tshuva, he's not addressing b'di'evet. So it sounds like this mechaber shita is something to be taken very seriously. That a moich dochuk is ma'akiv if you do a b'dika on the first day. Now, the truth is, you could look at me and say, what are you making a fuss? This never happens. It never really happens. Women, first of all, normally you wait more than one day till you do a hefsek tara. And anyway, the teva of dam nida is that it comes for many days. So what are we making a fuss? So we're going to see now where this comes up as a issue. The Teres HaShlomim said in the case of a kala, that was an easy answer, so I told you. But let's look at Shagvav. Shagvav brings a case that comes up. Shagvav. Rak yoy rishayim. Umayola pasuach. Because of the Sefer Madani Melech. Who's the Madani Melech? Who's the Madani Melech? Huh? You don't know who Madani Melech is? So you don't know history, no? You should know. Your father knew all this story. Madani Melech, who's that? Really? Your father would tell you a whole story. I don't know the whole story. But the Taisis Yamtif wrote the Madani Melech. There's a whole story with the Taisis Yamtif. Yantif lived in hell. Right? Taisis Yantif was arrested by the Tsar. He was, I guess, in Russia. There were people that were malshin on him that he wrote against the Tsar. And he was thrown to jail for a long period. He was sentenced to death, I think, at one point, until they got him out. And his svarim, after that, were taboo. So he had written a pirish on the Rosh, Madani Melech. But afterwards, everyone wanted to stay away from him. So he decided they'll print the Sefer again under a different name. And nobody knows the difference. The Tsar doesn't know what it says inside. He only knows the name. So they changed the name to Madana Yomtif. They figured it's Tosis Yomtif, the Chap, that Madana Yomtif. So if you look under the Rosh, you have Madana Yomtif and Divrei Chamudas. That's the Madani Melech that they quote. And they're quoting Madani Melech and the Shach and the others from the previous generation. They what they're referring to is the Madani Yomtif. At any rate, what? The same person as Taisis Yantif. Okay, anyway, getting back to Shagvav. I have to want to collect all these stories and make a shir out of it. The question is, there's so many versions of these stories by now that it's hard to know which is accurate. You know, for accuracy, probably the most boring one is accurate. There's no Yetzar to make it more boring. But on the other hand, if you want to tell over the shir, it's better to tell the more exciting one, though. Anyway, getting back, Kosev Sefer Madani Melech Daf Shin Amud Aleph V'Zelus Shaydei. In time of the Dom May Nafkamina, the Madani Melech asks, "Who cares? Hafili Yisha Sharaya Kesem Neigin Shetzuchalam Tidei Hey Yamin Im Yom Sharas Sabay Vachkav Tipsik." If she's a Kesem, she needs 5 days with Tispazay Nikiyim. So what's a Nafkamina? Venerally, here's a Nafkamina that comes up. The nafkamina lahecha de chazra v'rasa toichim e'asvira in the middle of the shivinikiyim. So she's counting shivinikiyim. She has 1, 2, 3 nikiyim. At the middle of the shivinikiyim, she sees them. Kivisho lo rasa rak yoim echad b'yimei ha'svira. B'dika shachris lay mahani. Now it's not going to help to do a b'dika b'shachris. I feel a b'di'evet. So this is a nafkamina. Avol. If during the Shiva the Kiyim she only sees a Kesem, she says, then you could be Makel Now, we have to understand why. I'll get back to this. Before we get to this last thing of Kesem, turning back, we have here the Chiddush of the Shach, that it's a Nafkamina in the middle of Shiva Nekiyim, she sees. Now, she sees the first day of Shiva Nekiyim. That's a continuation of the 5 days. It's the sixth day. But let's say she has Yemei Nekiyim. She has 2, 3 Yemei Nekiyim. And now she sees Dam again. So now, according to the Mechaber, Moichtochuk is Ma'akiv. And we said the Grochach Masadam are very machmir on this. The Sidri Tara also are very machmir. That Rossi Ebechai should go Moichtochuk. But certainly, a Bedikas Erev is certainly something that, according to the Shach, now you have a case, a Chetimta that comes up, where it matters. Where this is an Afghamina.
Why do you think it's seeing the Kesem?
As I said, I wanted to get back to that. I'll get back to Kesem in a second. Yeah. What? Yeah, but as far as Chazaka Mayana Pasuach was saying, she was Mayana Sosum already a few days. Now it's the first day of Psichas HaMakar. The first day of Psichas HaMakar, that day, it doesn't help to do Vedika Shachas. You need Vedika at the end of the day, because we assume on the first day it doesn't close up so quickly.
But again, the Sphere starts again.
The seven Nekiyim starts again. The difference is that the Ma'atochuk now is Ma'akiv according to the Mechaber and the Gerod of Chach Masadam. Is it Jitar?
Assuming the Ma'ayan opens again.
Right. That's what the assumption is.
You
don't need another 5. So that's why, since you don't need another 5, so you're going to end up doing a Bedika on the very first day. Even the second day. If it's the first of the Shiva Nekiyim, she bleeds 2 days. Right, if in the middle of Shiva Nekiyim she has 2 days of bleeding, then she won't need then this thing won't apply. It only applies a Bikasha is good enough. It's only Negeya if the Mayana Hamayan opened up that day. So this is already a tremendous Nafkamina we have here. It's interesting. We don't. So it's a bit of a stira, you mean? It's not a new Mayan. You're right. So the calendar, it doesn't go on the calendar. So why not? Okay. I don't know the answer yet. Right. Rotai Zaydekim. That's a Nafkamina. Bacham is going in all cases. But the Nafkamina, the Didan, is this case. The Chasanish writes, it'll be a Nafkamina. Luyitzur, it doesn't happen, but let's say a woman has bleeding 1 day. She does, that day, she does a Bedika. And then 4 days later, she forgot to do a Bedika. She wants to count her first Bedika. That would also be a theoretical Nafkamina. It doesn't come up. What comes up is the Shach. The Shach is the case that comes up. Where it's a Nafkamina Lebaisa, and it's not something that's typically known that on Bedika, on Yom Rishon Shara, Riyasa, she should do a Maichdachok, it could be a Tzivim Ma'akim.
So
Bedika,
she did this next day, she saw doing the 7th, now next day she has to do Bedika Shach.
That day, the same day she saw, she clears up.
Right.
She wants to Bedika that day, the day she saw, so she cannot do Shachris. She, like the Mechaber, she has to do a Maichdachok. And the Rambam holds the Kor of Lehi
Laila. In that instance,
what?
Just
the Rabbah.
The Shach is Meikul, though, again. The Shach comes out to be equal. At the end, he says.
Kesem. We'll talk about Kesem. 1 second. One minute. Talk about Bli. Now, what about a Kesem? Let's say in the middle of the Shiva Nekiyim, she sees a Kesem. So the Rabbah says, okay, there, even B'dika Shachris is good. You don't need a Meich. What's a Svara? If the Kesem is tar, it's tar. We're machmir because we think it's Hamayan opened up. So what's Pshat and the Ramah Kesem? If it's a Kesem, middle of Shem Nekiyim, then we're not considering it Yom Rishon Shel Riyasa, and it's good enough to do a Bdika Shachris. What's the difference if this in middle of Shem Nekiyim it's a Kesem? Also, he doesn't. What? A Kesem is the Rabbanan, therefore, it will more make. Let's say Kesem is a Drabana. Yes. Then, what happens if in the middle of the Shiva Nekiyim she had a bad Bedika? She never flow. She did a Bedika, there was Dam in the Bedika. Now, if you understand, because Kesem is Drabana, a Bedika we consider to be Dam Dairaisa, because Hagosha said, that bedika is more chomer than a kasem. So what would be a din of a bedika? So Rav Moshe has a hesber, a very mistavidika hesber, on this chutz mikasem, and he says, who adin chutz mibedika? And Rav Moshe writes, in the Igros Moshe, Yeridei Gimel Tshuva Nun Hei, he says the following. He says that sometimes a woman bleeds because mayona pesuach. And that's a flow. That's a derech of nashim. There is such a thing as women becoming anida in a not normal way with a small amount of dam. For example, in Kuf Tzadik Beis, we have something called dam chimud. There's a concept that if someone proposes marriage to a woman, he's in a rush. He says, will you marry me? She says, yes. He says, that's good, because I reserved the wedding hall for Thursday. So what do you do? So there's a halacha that v'chayshish for dam chibud. Dam chibud means v'chayshish that out of the excitement, maybe she saw dam. So therefore, she has to cash for the kiyam, and she needs tahara. There's a big kasha on this from Nach. Where do we have a Nach, a shotgun marriage? Bayez and Rus. Bayez and Rus. So had to be sure, Sinyan. So Tosha Shlomo, yes, what about Bayez and Rus? Bayez and Rus, if you chayshish for Tam Chimur, it's a big kasha. What? When you're 80 years old, you don't wait. It's you, what? She knew he was going to agree to marry her. She was, yeah, but she knew, let's get married tomorrow? Yeah, the Dam Chibud is...
Maybe it's a Chibud, because she was working on the plan for a long time.
It's like when you date someone long enough, it's not so exciting anymore. The Teres of Shlomim says, you don't remember I mentioned at 3 a.m. about 8 years ago? He says, Teres of Shlomim says, I am Betash, Shemakshem, Metomar, Shomer, Yehuda, Tairani, the Cheirus, this is back in Kuf Tzadik Beis, I am Betash, the Taz, yes, the Kash, just these ones says the Teres, Metomar, Shomer, Yehuda, Tairani, the Cheirus, Shedut, the Salamitas, Yishol, Bayez, Akshat, Tavla, Belishiv, and the Kiyim, Metaris, Bekama, Gavni. And he says that if it's mamish immediate, that this doesn't apply. It's like the shock. Okay, whatever. He actually says something slightly different.
But the blood stops.
Okay. Anyway, I don't want to get to Tamar. I wanted to get to Ramesh. Ramesh says by dam chimud, there's it says by dam chimud that machtoch is not ma'akiv. And Bedikas Arvis is not ma'akiv, the Rosh says. Why? So Moshe says this idea, that when do we say Mayana Pesuach on the first day? When it's a Teva Hanoshim, she has a flow, Keteva Hanoshim. But anything that's not a flow, Keteva Hanoshim, this halacha that you need, a Moshe Dachuk, doesn't apply. And it is Raya from Dam Chimud. Ramosha writes in Lomdis, maybe you don't even need a Hefsek Tara. He says in Lomdis, he would say, you don't even need a Hefsek Tara, just Kashiv and Nikiyim. He says, because that's really what the Rosh says by Dam Chibud. Ramosha says, Avo Bidesha, Anu Medamin, Loi Nasa Maisa, because we think of a Svara, we're not going to Paskin, but at least you can be Sebechad Ramah, you don't need a Machdachuk, if it's a Kesem or even a Bedika, in the middle of Shiv and Nikiyim, the Mach is that Mach. But you should do a Bedika Be'erev. So Al Kapana, we learned now in Sif Beis this Chumrah.
Can I get regular dam chibud? Can you see the difference? Is there a difference?
Is it possible for an expert to see? Yeah. I don't know. So, but it's dam nida anyway. No, she didn't see dam chibud. We just chayshish with dam chibud. Even she didn't see.
Yeah.
A kesem she has to do. No. No, the Shach is saying that a kesem you don't need, and Ramosh is saying even a bedika you don't need. It's only if it's a flow, which is not normal to close up on that same first day.
So
I have to tell you, no, you need a bedika. It should be some atlera, but you don't need a month. So again, in the middle of Shiva Nikiyan, if there's a kesem tameya or a bedika that's no good, so even the Shach is maskim. that you can be samech ad rabah, maybe even a bdikah shachris, but certainly you know that you don't need a meich dachuk. So the chumra we're learning today is limited, that if in the middle of the shiva dekim there's a flow, you must have a meich dachuk. Now here, the chavis das, for a flow you need a meich. Like the mechaber, which is, the groch of Masadam, Sidre Tara, say to do like the mechaber, even though, but yeah, but the Abe Kilim like the Rama.
If the Ketim is showed to a Chacham, do you even need to have a Bidikas Samachla?
The Chacham says it's good, then it's nothing.
Well, she forgets to do the Bidikas. She forgets to do the Bidikas.
She forgets to do the Bidikas. She loses the day. She has to start the next day. But our Bidikas came. What?
She loses the next day.
She loses the next day. You go, you ask a shayla, take it to a rav. You need a psak, either it's tamei or it's tar. Once you have a psak, that's when this comes up. If the rav says it's not tam, then it's not a problem. Now the chavis das here has additional chumrah. Now I don't want to confuse, we are going to talk now about three dargis of chumrah. The mechaber talks about needing a meich dachuk. The Shach talks about a case l'didan. How do you have a meich dachuk in the middle of Yemei Anikiyim? The Chavis Das here in Sivkot Nalev is very upset with everybody you see on the page. The Chavis Das says, I'll tell you his psak and I'll tell you his argument. The Chavis Das says that any time you're doing Hafsek Tara on the same day that she was bleeding, even if it's the fifth day, if that day there was dam, a meich dachuk is ma'akiv. The Chavis Das says, if that day there was dam, a meich is ma'akiv, and a svaro noisenes, hamayim was pesuach. What's the difference? It's the first day, second day, fifth day. If that day, mayana pesuach. So he says you should need meich is ma'akiv as long as she bled that day, and he has two major arguments. One is that this is the shita of Rashi and Tosfos in Masechtas Nida. Rashi and Tosfos both say, not like the Poskim brought here, they bring the Sephardic Rishayim, the Rambam and the Ramban, like the Mechaber, the Rajba is like the Ramah, but we go with Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos say that any time there was dam that day, you need a meich dachuk. So first of all, he says, why are they ignoring Rashi and Tosfos? All right, no, we can live past that. Beis Yosef knew Rashi and Tosfos. Then he has a second argument. He says, we are machmir b'nais Yisrael achmiru al asman shafil reyes tipes dam kechardol we wait shavniki. Now, one of the reasons that we don't count Zava and Nida, Bizman Hazeh. Why? I mentioned to you last week, a Nida doesn't need Nikiyim. A Nida, they say she completes 7 days, and then that evening she stops, she's tar. We're Chayshish always for Zava. Why? Because Einanu Bikiyim Bein Dam Ledam. We don't know the difference between Dam Tuma, Dam Tara, which Dam is Dam, that's Dam Nida, which is not. So if a woman has a flow of Dam, we're always Machmir, but we don't know exactly which Dam is Dam and which Dam is Dam. So to have his death, now listen to this. Here, let's say you have someone who bled for 5 days. We say we're not bekiyim in the dam. So for Zava, we're being machmir. And we need shiva nekiyim. Maybe the first 4 days, maybe it was dam tar, and we're not bekiyim. And she bled the fifth day, maybe that was her first dam that was real dam. And it's Yom Rishon. And if it's Yom Rishon, you need to have Sektara that night. You need a machdachuk that night. Yom Rishon need a machdachuk. So Chavis Das says, since we take on the chumrah of Einon Ubekiyim Bein Dam Ledam, so we're machmir on all dam. But here the chumrah is, we should say, maybe the first 4 days of dam were dam tar, and only the fifth day is real dam nida, and therefore the fifth day is really day number one. And if so, the bayit should be ma'akiv according to the mechaber. This is his kasha. She bled 5 days. Someone bled 5 days. So say the fifth day, the meich is not ma'akiv. Chavis Das says, why? Maybe it's the first day. So the Lech of the Simla answers the Chavis Das's tainus. He answers the Chavis Das's Tainus. The Taina, Rashi Taisus hold that way. There's nothing to answer. But the Taina Rashi, because the Paiskim don't pass like Rashi Taisus. However, the Svara, now what's the difference? The Maya Pesuach on the first day and the Maya Pesuach on the fifth day. So he answers, as I mentioned earlier, that on the first day, it's not normal for it to stop. Mayola Pesuach, not normal for it to stop the first day. So you need a Maich. You want to say something abnormal happened. The fifth day, it's already normal for it to stop. When it's normal for it to stop, then you don't need a Mastachim. On the second time of the Chavis Das, what was the second time? That maybe the first 4 days were Tar, and the fifth day is the beginning of Adam. See, it's his very Geschmack. He says, we're Taka Machmir, and we Chayshish V'Zava. However, here we have a Mamanavshach. We could say it like this. Today, she bled, fifth day. Mamanavshach. If the previous dam was dam, if the previous dam was dam nida, so it's good enough to make without a maestachim today. What are you going to say? That maybe previously she's tar. If previously she's tar, then she's not a zava. If previous this is her first real dam, so she's not a zava. So if she's not a zava, then she doesn't need shiv nikiyim b'chlal. So the whole chumrah of the Shiva Nikiyim, that's the time of the Lechem Mesimah.
But why wouldn't I say it's Dam Zava that day?
Because Dam Zava...
I don't know the count. How do I know the
Shiva
Nikiyim? Okay, in most cases, you're right. He means typically it's 11 days. Because you already had Shiva Nikiyim from the previous month. You had Shiva Nikiyim previous month. And then you have 4 days, which is the Tar, and it's up to Yud Aleph Yayim. So Yud Aleph Yayim Shebein Nida L'Nida. It's always going to be outside of the Yud Aleph Yayim Shebein Nida L'Nida of Dam Zava. At any rate, this is the Chumrah of the Chavis Das, which is, to my knowledge, nobody paskins like. As far as I know, the Aruch HaShulchan, Lachem V'Simla, even the Chazon Ish, bring the Chavis Das and say, we're not Chayshish for the Chavis Das. And, alright, it's a Shita. Chavis Das, the Chavis Das. Okay. All right, so we've completed in these two sifim.
There's such a thing as a chazaka that she sees for 5 days continuously. That on one of the times it's not
I'm not aware of such a psak. You always had chesh for 5 days. Yeah. I'm not aware of such a. Chatchil, everyone holds. So again, to sum up sifalif and days, we're moving past mechdachuk. Yeah. Because it's only 10 and 1. Yeah, even the second day, it's possible, not common. But you're right, it is possible. No, it's a similar terror, it's only good on the fifth day, it's not good on the second, third, or fourth day, you're right. Okay, we're going to move past Meich now to sum up. The Bedik is always Ma'akiv. The Meich Dachuk is always L'chadchila. It's only L'didan. It's most important in the case of the Shach. We have a real Riyah of Dam in the middle of the Shiva Nikiyim. That's where it's important, most important to have a Meich Dachuk. Women who irritate themselves, young women who tend to irritate themselves, as I mentioned last week, typically we tell them never to do a moich 2 days in a row. Because they do a moich for Efsek Tahara, and the next day they're mekalkel. So to do a moich 2 days in a row, a woman before childbirth, the first time childbirth stretches out the, that area. Until the first childbirth, it tends to be tight. And we don't encourage doing a moich dachuk numerous times because it tends to be irritating. Some women are more prone to irritation than others. All right, so we got past the Bedikah and the Meich Dachuk. Now, Siv Gimel is the next step, which is the Levishas Halavanim, the putting on of the white begadim. However, Pischei Tshuva Gimel is sort of in between. Even though the Gimel is a note to Siv Gimel, it's really a totally separate concept, a Me'il Tzedakah, and like to learn Pischei Tshuva Gimel before we learn Siv Gimel. Okay, Pischei Tshuva Gimel has an interesting halacha in the din of Sfiras Shiva Nikiyim. You know, there's a din of a Safra law. The Torah says that a Zava has to count Sheva Nekiyim. We're in the middle of Sfiras HaOmer. Right? Sfiras HaOmer, we count every day. Hayom Yom Rishon, Hayom Yom Sheni. There's actually a day we're going to have later. I think it was the Shlach HaKadosh who held that's a mitzvah saseh in Sheva Nekiyim to count Hayom Yom Rishon, Hayom Yom Sheni. Right? And to count. So they write about him that Oyei Mitzvahs Lo Yispa Mitzvahs. He created a new mitzvah. You know, the Safra La, it says a Safra La here, it's a Safra La there. So you should count Shiva the King, say, right? You know, Oyei Mitzvahs Lo Yispa Mitzvahs. He created a new mitzvah. But, so we never heard of a Chiyuv to count days. Nevertheless, even though we don't count orally, the question is, does Shiva the King require a mental count or not? Let's say you have a woman whose husband is overseas for a month, or he's in the hospital, Elaine, or he's in jail. He's not coming home. So she knows he's not coming home. So such a woman, and she knows she's tar, for whatever, however it is, she did a bedikah, she knows, she's curious of a period coming. She knows she's tar. And she knows she had Shiva Nekiyim. Let's say she did the minimal bedikas. Does that count or not? Now I would think, the Safra law, Marabshach, either you have to count, or you just have to have 7 clean days. So here, this Mi'il Tzedakah discusses the issue. So I'd like to learn it and then discuss it a bit. I am a Chuvah's Mi'il Tzedakah, Shekasa B'isha Shamatza Kesa B'imei Libuna, Ula Erev Evsika Betara Mechadash. Now here's the case. She's in the middle of her Shiva Nekiyim. Let's say on day 3 of Shiva Nekiyim, she saw a Kesem. And she started all over again, the Shiva Nekiyim. Now, she's smoozing with her friend. Tells her friend, oh, yeah, I saw a kesem yesterday. So the friend tells her, never listen to advice. So her friend tells her, yeah, you saw a kesem, need 5 before 7. The chazra of Elosha, so what's she going to wear? White. She went put on her dirty, I mean, it means it was washed, but the stain stayed on. She did have an undergarment that was white. 2 days later, they told her this lady gave you bad advice. So passed already 2 days, and now she says, oh boy, now it's not all over again. So Vishala, so she asked a number of questions. Could she catch Shiva Nekiyim from her original Hefsek Tara? She could tell there are no Nuksamim. To prove it, she said, the Sinar, this undergarment is clean, Adayin. If there would be dam on the outer bag, there would certainly be dam on the inner bag. So it seems the first day she had done before the lady gave her advice. And now she could do the seventh day. So the Mi'il Tzedakah says, you're asking a three-part shiloh. Could she count those days that she thought don't count? Habez. Even if you're allowed to count those days. If she put on dirty begadim, could she say that the ksamim that are there from the previous time, not from now? Hagimel, after the eitayla b'kach, im namin la mashiach merish amakirin oisim etfi asayim. Even if we don't automatically say we'll be tayla the kesam on the yimei nida, maybe she's believed with tfi asayim, v'gam ha-yosef la mashasina ratachtoin, doki. So 3 shaylas. Could you count the previous days? If you could count them, do the ksamim mess her up? If someone mess her up, maybe she's believed with Tfiyasai.
Stop mentally
counting. Right. The hair law, see, he paskins.
The kesem she saw,
that kesem was tameh? There were ksamim that would make her tameh, but those ksamim, she says, wafnim ein nida. They're all ksamim. The first kesem made her tameh. And then she started again. She made her sitara. She made her think of the first day. And then a friend tells her you need 5. Right. So that's the question. The nuksamim. She saw one kesem and she was tameh. Then she put on the dirty begadim. If the friend gave her this advice, So that the shayla is, you have to bring him his advice. You put on begadim muslim. The hella. The question is, does that help? Does is tefiyah sayin good? If it is good, if it's not good, would the sinar be a machriya? I don't know. I don't know if you've taken the wash. But listen to this psak, the hella. Liyis sotik echad, me'achar shehzika atzma b'tmeya, ein lo lispar oysan yamin. He says, once she assumes she's tamei those days, she loses those days, me'ata einaf gemina b'sveikas achrayim. Now, the other sveikas don't matter. Because no matter what, the first days don't count. So Amil Tzedakah here is saying a chumra gedayla. He's saying, v'sofra la shiva nekiyim means that she should count those days. She has to count. If she had a day that she thought doesn't count, that doesn't count for the Yemei HaNekiyim. That's the psak of the meal. Tzedakah, that if she thought that it's no good, it's no good. What? It's one thing not counting, it's another thing a negative. She thinks she's Tamea. It's interesting, but the meal tzedakah, if you look at the meal tzedakah, the reason is that you need a counting. And since you're missing the counting, so that's adequate. That's enough to sort of mess
it up. Somebody has a suffix, so you can ask the wrong state.
If you have a suffix, there's no yish, and then a count. You can count a suffix. That's fine.
Lady slept through a day.
She slept through the whole day. Okay, that's a good shaila. The truth is, it's not, it's so academic. There are people who have the shaila. I got the shaila once came to me about a woman who was unconscious. She was in an accident, Nulashim and Nikim. She was unconscious, she had some type of concussion. And the question is, do those days count? There's a tshuva to being a shleima, which I guess we'll get to next week. Okay? We'll get to it. It would seem to be totally in this meal, tzedakah. There it's a little different. There is a need then if someone else could count for her, which we're going to talk about. But right now, we're talking about a case where there was a yish, and the meal tzedakah is machmir. I should add that the Sidrei Tara and the Chochmas Adam and the Binyan Shloimeh that we're going to learn are all machmir like this meal tzedakah. That you need a counting of Shiva Nekiyim. Lubavitch is not machmir, the Tzemach Tzedek, the second Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitch Rebbe has a tshuva, he disagrees. But typically, we're chayshish for this. However, it's important to know the following. This meal tzedakah is misquoted even in some svarim, in some Haitika svarim. We say that if one day she thought she's tamei, you lose the day. Why? I explained to you the reason that it says the meal tzedakah. Because you need the suffer a lot. There are those who misunderstand the meal tzedakah, and you'll see it's an afkamina. They understand that if she's miyayish from counting a day, she loses the day. Because with chayshish that she saw dam, and she thought, it doesn't matter, I'm tamei anyway. And there's such a chshash, logical maybe, that the chshash is, that day she thought she's tamei, so maybe she saw dam, and she said, who cares, it doesn't matter. Now, there are tremendous nafkaminis between the reasons. In the Badi HaShulchan here, he has a rather long piece, where he's mechiyach, that all the kadmainim understood the meal tzedakah the way I told you, the safra Allah. Nafkamina is the following nafkamina. The two nafkaminas. One nafkamina, let's say a woman, our case, the woman, she made a bedikah in the morning, she's counting Shiva Nekiyim. Her friend tells her, hey, you know I count today, whatever reason. The friend tells her, she believes it. Now, her friend tells her, nittel can't be a Yom Tara, it doesn't count. You know, well, her friend tells her, you need five days. She says, okay, forget it, I'm a Yayish. But that morning, she counted that day. That morning, there was a sphira of that day. So that day, which she counted, and then later on was miayish, that day counts. Reverse also. Let's say she stopped counting for 3 days, 4 days. And the fourth day, someone tells her, why'd you stop? You could count. Now it's already the fourth day in the afternoon. She could count that day as day number one. Because you don't need that the whole day she should be counting. You have to count that day. Even Sfira Saima, you don't count the whole day. You count at some point. So as long as you count at some point in the day, you don't lose that day. You don't need the whole day. So let's say our example. A woman thinks that that she doesn't have to count. Her husband's not coming back for 2 months. And bang, her husband shows up. So that day, she could count as day number one. As long as she had done a hefsetara, she could count that day as day number one. Because you only need a mitzvah sayayim should be counted. You only need to count part of the day. So that's good enough. That's one nafkamina.
Shouldn't she have to do a
bedikah
afterwards still? Because maybe she thought meant from when she did it in the morning, she saw something and she was
miyayir. She doesn't say this chashash. If she saw that, she noticed it now. We don't say maybe she saw that.
Maybe she saw
that. Right, so this is not the reason the real tzedakah gives.
The fact that she changes back into the other clothes, would that mean that if she didn't, that even though she was miyayir?
No, it was ma'aseh shahaya kachaya. Now, if she's thinking, it'll be a suffix. Whatever happens, happens. That's fine. But otherwise, it's not fine. He brings the second half, because it's a bigger chiddush. What happens if she counted 2 days, 3 days, and then someone said, hey, you can't count those days? She said, okay, forget it. A few days later, she realizes she could. Listen to this. He says, you could count those previous days. You already counted 3 days. You stop counting. We start again. There was no dam. So start now from day number four. Because he had 3 days. And now you had a day you didn't count, another day you didn't count. Let's say she's unconscious for 2 days. She doesn't count. So when she comes unconscious again, she continues counting with the number that she was up to. She counted three, v'safralah. So for 2 days, she's out of it. Next day, she wakes up. She starts counting from the next day. So this is a big nafkamina. She's becheskes bayara sasso. So Stamazai, we don't say she saw Dam. Stamazai, we don't say she saw Dam. And that's the understanding of this. Mi'il Tzedakah, who's the Baal Memra, this is his, the logic for this din that he says here.
Practically speaking, okay. Is it covered for her to count if she does count in the bathroom? When does she make this count?
You're allowed to do mitzvahs in the bathroom. You're allowed to think about God in the bathroom. God is in the bathroom too. Yeah, so somebody asked me, I was on to the chasna. I forgot we were talking about why we were talking about bathroom things, but I said, you know, I think about God in the bathroom. So one of the rabbanim here was saying, how do you know you think about God in the bathroom? I told him, I'll prove it to you. In Mishnah Berurah, the Mishulchan Aruch says, you're not allowed to say God's name in the bathroom. So Mishnah Berurah says, what about Rachum or Chanun, the nicknames? So Mishnah Berurah says, you're allowed to say it even if you're thinking about the Rabbi Mishalom. So if you're saying Rachum, you're allowed to say you think about the Rabbi Mishalom. So certainly you're allowed to think about the Rabbi Mishalom. What? What? Debrei Taira. What's Rabbi Mishalom? I'll tell you what I heard from Rabbi Miller. Rabbi Miller said that that's the most memorable thing I ever heard from him, the way he said it. He said, he's talking to an island, he said, when you urinate, close your eyes and think, God, thank you, the plumbing is working. And he said, and you think it's a small thing? He said, here's Jack. He points to someone on the table, I don't know who it was. Here's Jack, Jack, remember your plumbing wasn't working? Remember they had to take you to the hospital and snake you out? Did it hurt? He says, tell everybody, did it hurt? He said, when you go, you close your eyes, say, Rabbi Shalom, thank you. So he's talking in...
So,
I think probably to me, yes. Okay, at any rate, the what we're doing here, you know, in the back of the Derech Sicha, they have like a box with a few things. They said, the Yisro Chai Knievsky, what's the hardest mitzvah? I want to know what's the hardest mitzvah. He said, the hardest mitzvah is not thinking Divrei Torah in the Beis HaKisei. I said, right, it's the hardest mitzvah that there is. So he said, though he asked him, so what do you think about? So he says he thinks about the names of the Amiraim, how many names he can, you know, he can count off, how many Amiraim's names. That's pretty good. I once asked Rav Palm about reading Digduk Svarim in the bathroom. Grammar. The grammar books, you know, you can learn grammar and Digduk Svarim. So Rav Palm told me that if you're learning a Digduk Sefer, he probably brings Psukim as examples. And if he doesn't bring Psukim, then it's a Digduk Sefer you shouldn't be reading. So, okay, Sif Gimel. What? I don't know if she has to think the number, but she has to think today is a Yom Naki. She has to have 7 days. And she doesn't know which day. If she has a shayla, she's asking the Rav. She has to know it's a Yom Naki. 7 days, she has to know it's one of the seven. They, of course they think it. What's a shayla?
Why didn't she make a bracha on the
subject? So she should say. She should be taught. Yes. So that's why if there's a chazaka, the mayan is closed. And the rabbi said, just the idea of mayana sosum, which I'm saying as a pashtus, when we get to Sif Yud, it's a while away, we're going to see exactly the gedara my mayana sosum. But in mayana sosum, and she doesn't count one day, we take it on say she saw that day. We don't. It's a sign of a sofra law. It's not because she might see. It's a sign.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. As long as she knows it's a clean day,
yeah.
What she should do if she doesn't know, she has to have to try to figure it out. She can't go to mikvah until she knows. That's why it's good, yeah. So, she doesn't have to know the number. She has to know that it's a clean day, 7 days. Yes? Yeah. But on the first day, she has to know it. You're right. Obviously, it's the first day, but if she thinks... In the Mil Tzedakah's case, she thought she's Tameh. She thought she needs 5 days. That's the case. But I'm talking about the Mil Tzedakah's case. I'm not talking about a regular woman. Regular, of course she's counting. You're right. Every woman's stomach is counting. What I mean is, where she's misled... to think it's not a Yom Tov. That's the only case we're talking about. It's true, a woman should know that when she has a Shaila, that she's not Miyayish on the day. Or Sif Gimel, quickly, it's a rather easy Sif. B'yayim shepaska lirais u'baydekas atzma ka'amor tilbish chaluk habadikla. The third part of Shiva Nekiyim is to wear a chaluk habadikla shein by kesem. U'balayla tasam sadinim abdukim iksamim. What is strange about this machaber? There's not one mafayrish on this machaber. The Tshuva Gimel is the one I read. What's strange? Very good. There's something very strange about this machaber. We know that these days are called Yemei Halibun. The Gemara, Shabbos Yiral, says, Mani bi Yemei Halibun, Mani le Limzei Kais le Baili. There's Yemei Libun. The machaber does not say the word white. Look at the machaber. Beyond Shoskim will erase Bekah Asmakamer. Tilbaish Chaluk Habadukla. Says it has to be a clean Begah. Shema Kesem. Ubalailo Tasim Sadinim Abdukim Iksamim. And the sheet has to be clean. We have Amach Taslis Rashim in the King. He doesn't say a word about white. The Ramah says, Umine Kashuk Shisha Pesekim Tara Shetichit Velevesheh Slavonim. He says she wears white. So it's a bit of a mystery why the machaber doesn't say white. The Gemara says, Yemei Halibun. So I don't know the answer. Why the Mechaber doesn't say it? It's very difficult to say he doesn't mean white because it's a Lashon HaGemara. It doesn't change. So, what? From the, it's not... Well, but the Minikash of the Ramah is the Rechitza. Well, Minikash of Shisha B'Sekhet B'Tara, Shetirchitz, he adds... that before the Shiva Nekiyim starts, she should wash herself, and then Loivesh is Levon. So it could be the Minikosh, the Pasha is going under a Chitza. The Chitza is Shetir Chaitz, the Chester or a Chitza. And then whatever else. What? Omnam, Im Loiroksa, Rakpadesh, Omata, Daibakas, the Chaynayagin, then Shab Shasat Chagan, Isha Lechaz Vederach, Vehim Abagadim, Tukhan Shiva Nekiyim, Rasha Luknaki, Abadik Midam. You know something, maybe you're right. Maybe the white he means to add. So b'shas atchak, she could do without rechitza, and rak shachaluk noki, yabadik mintam. He doesn't say shachaluk lavan. If it's not a white beged, how do you know if the stain is dam or not? If it's not a white beged, we're not going to know. So I don't know then what's b'shar in the mechaber. The mechaber is saying, I don't know. It's hard. The Gemara calls it Yemei Halibun. Very hard to say that Mechaber doesn't mean white. So you're just going to be Machmir. If it's not white, you lose. That we're just going to be Machmir. He's saying a Chiddush La'alacha. It's not true. It's not true. We're going to have later that Isha Shiesh Lamaka should put on Nat Levon. So it's going to be mashba that. So I don't know. To me, it's I don't know why the Mechaber doesn't mention Levonim. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem. See you next week.
Good.